It's the Love Boat.
There you go. Love Boat in the house. Shidano in the house. Day after the Lakers get eliminated from the Western Conference Finals, they get swept by the Denver Nuggets. Shidano, you were working this series. I mean, I looked at it and thought just Denver's better.
They are.
Yeah,
but, I mean, I kind of was trying to imply that before the series and even into the playoffs. I'm like, this is a different Denver team than what you've seen in the past. They're good.
Yeah.
They know their roles. Jokic is amazing.
George, are you working the finals?
I'm not. I may end up at a game just in
if Miami makes it.
Oh, if Miami goes.
All right, so
I can imagine SportsCenter may send me for something.
Basically, I think Denver should be favored. They're really, really good.
100%.
I have an uneasiness picking against Jimmy Butler. Where are you?
And I would agree. I think I have an uneasiness picking against Jimmy Butler and Eric Spoelstra at this point. I mean, Eric Spoelstra's may end up getting two coaches fired in this cycle.
I know. It's unbelievable.
He's like Neo in the Matrix right now.
Yeah.
Like, he's the best coach in the sport. So,
by the way, I wanted to ask you about some. Yesterday, somebody asked Spoelstra about the undrafted
just
players.
Or what? He just love boats and leaves?
Yeah, he's supposed to come in eventually. Yeah.
But, and Spoelstra said, I don't give an F.
Yeah.
And he seemed almost offended by the question.
He said
why?
Well, because he says those guys have been around, most of them, since the bubble. Like, he's like, they're no longer undrafted players. They're veterans. They've been here at least 3 years, you know? So
I think it's a tribute to them that they were undrafted.
Yeah,
like, I love that about Austin Reeves.
Well, he said that. He said, initially, that's fine. But now they're proven players in this league. So
he took it as an insult for on their behalf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He says he thought it was insulting.
I think it's a very hard series to pick because Denver has the best players. But Miami has Jimmy Butler, who is...
And
it's
they're going to get
you can't even get, and they have
Tyler
the and they have the best coach.
And they're going to get Tyler Hero back.
So I think it will actually
come back.
Yeah, I don't think the finals is a sweep. I think that game that those finals are more competitive.
Can I do a shout out while you're in the middle?
Yeah.
So,
of course.
I got approached by a guy today who actually kind of sought me out. His name is Brandon Rodriguez, and the reason
Hi Brandon Rodriguez.
Hello Brandon. Rodriguez.
He's a very loyal listener to the show.
Mm-hmm.
He has a new job with a company called Kerajem that makes massage beds.
Oh, okay. That's so up Ireland's alley.
That's up Ireland's alley.
Wait a minute. This is a whole new level. Yeah. I need to know more.
Yeah. So I am going to try the massage bed to see if I can one up your massage chair.
I need an immediate report on this.
Yes, I will absolutely give it to you. But congratulations.
I will be in the massage chair tonight after a long, not as long as I wanted, four-game Western
Rodriguez
Conference final.
Nice work, though, Brandon.
Yeah.
If it would have been, like, no offense, if they were going to lose in five, I'd rather them lose in four.
Right.
Yeah.
If they're going to lose.
Yeah.
But I thought they had it. Cap, you didn't go last night, did you?
I did not.
Wait, we need your mic on.
Cap, you okay?
No, I'm all right. All right.
I got him.
Why'd you love boat and leave?
I just love boated you.
Yeah, you love boated.
Right. You know, some people motorboat. I love boated.
Yeah. No, that was like Mason at the game last night. He ghosted out in the middle of the second quarter. In the middle of LeBron's greatest half of his career.
It's like Kaiser Soze.
You really left at that time?
It was like Kaiser Soze.
Why?
Yeah.
Why would you leave then? Like, why not leave at halftime? Why not leave at third?
I just needed to get home. I needed to get a drink.
Really? That's your new thing? You're really drinking this much now?
I really am.
Yeah.
What'd you need?
A mojito last night, a blueberry mojito.
You couldn't go up to Hyde?
What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
No, I didn't go to Hyde.
710 Suite. They got booze.
No, I needed to go to my place, my watering hole.
Yeah.
I have a watering hole now.
Yeah, I see
that. It's like Cheers, Mace.
Yeah.
So this is your thing now. You like watching games in bars?
I do. I love because you get the vibe of, you know, people cheering.
Unlike at the arena, you don't get people cheering.
Arena, you do.
They have bars at the arena.
Here's the thing. I don't mix drinks and work.
Oh, okay.
I've learned my lesson.
Yeah.
So when you're at the bar watching the game, that's not working.
But if you're there were you there with a credential?
Yeah, I was.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's different.
And I went to the suite and I didn't have a chair and all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it was a fun environment while I was there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cappy, so this would normally be a Cappy kind of night.
Big time. You have no idea how much I regret not being there last night.
Love both the game four, right?
Yeah. Bad. Couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Couldn't make it last night.
Somebody told me to ask where you were at some type of competition this weekend.
Was I?
I don't know. I was told to ask you.
No. What kind of competition?
Somebody said, how did you do?
Well,
and
so
I said, what was he doing?
So to speak.
Oh, my God.
No, did I get it wrong?
He was at the trial of the century.
Yeah, trial of the century.
I had my own personal trial of the century.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to discuss it?
What do you want to know?
What was the subject of the trial?
You don't know that.
Okay.
Who won?
Did you
don't know yet.
Did you emerge, or are you happy with your performance?
I feel like I'm somewhat happy with my performance.
Are you the suee or the suer?
I'm the... Oh, my God.
Or is this more than... Like, Mason Mason has had a history of this, and he's like, don't talk about it ever.
I'm prevented from talking about it.
You are?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it'd probably be better for me not to,
okay.
Believe it or
restraining
not.
Restraining order?
Well... Could just be like a whole thing, you know?
Yeah, okay. I don't
want
to get it.
You don't want a whole thing.
It was a competition.
Like a half a thing.
Yeah, right. Half a thing. But no, I mean, but maybe you'll share a little more later. Shinano and Cap,
like Doug Llewellyn was not standing there.
He was not.
Here comes Scott Kaplan.
You know, somebody told me that Doug Llewellyn made six figures for that gig.
Good for him.
I believe it.
Six.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you think seven?
I don't know. He was the star of
Vanna makes seven for Turning the Letters.
Still to this day?
Oh, yeah, makes like more than 20 million.
Yeah. That is a
what?
Yeah.
She's Vanna White.
Turning
bro.
The letters is a gift.
Yeah, 20 million?
Yeah, somebody told me she makes more than 20 million.
Let me tell you something. Sajak always says that wherever he's been, the first question he gets is, where's Vanna? And he's like, Vanna? You think we just travel together all the time?
What does he
like,
make? Yeah. If she's making 20 million, what's he making?
Way more.
Oh, he's way
more. You know who the richest person in syndicated TV is?
I mean, I don't know, but now I'm going to guess Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey, yeah.
It's Judge Judy.
Oh, yeah, she makes 135.
She owns all the rights to all of her stuff.
Yeah, it's like 100 and something million.
Yeah, over 100 million a
and
year.
And that's like the number one rated, like, late afternoon kind
My
of
wife
show.
Watches it every day.
You're
she
kidding.
Records it.
You're kidding me.
Is it still on, like...
4 o'clock?
Wow.
Yeah. She
good
watches
for her.
Right when we come on.
Even the kids watch it with her sometimes.
Oh,
you know
my God.
I miss a lot. I miss Wendy Williams, because she was always on the TV screen when we were in here talking.
Didn't she, like, spin off the planet?
She did. She had some problems, and then they gave the show to somebody, a Sherry Shepherd guy.
Oh, yeah, Sherry Shepherd. Stephen A. Smith was on with Sherry Shepherd.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's where you got in trouble.
Rihanna thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Johnny I.
Excuse me.
Hey, now.
Excuse me.
Was that you after the water?
That was Wendy Williams burping and farting at the same time.
On the air.
Oh, wow.
On the air.
Yeah.
I've never done that.
That's a game.
You've only just farted.
Right.
You're a little jealous that she pulled that off.
I'm going to try it today.
Yeah, go for it.
Johnny I, but you're talking about like Judge Judy having all the rights to that show, right?
Yeah.
Let me tell you what I saw the other day. I saw Air.
I loved it.
Oh, what'd you think?
What'd you think?
Wait a second. Hold on. George is pointing to the monitors.
No, he's pointing to McMenamin. I think
McMenamin is
pontificating.
No, he's I'll let Christopher tell the story here real quick.
Oh no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Oh,
McMenamin's on TV.
Oh boy. Right. Cappy and McMenamin.
Yeah.
McMenamin.
The rivalry continues.
Oh, actually, this came up at the dinner.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. He won't come on the show today.
Well, yeah. doesn't surprise me.
McMenamin refuses?
Thing. Yeah.
Sedano.
He said he's going to take a pass on this one today.
He's probably very busy, though. He needs a little time to forgive Cap. I think it will happen eventually.
Yes.
But we have McMenamin on the Sedano and Cap show for no reason. It's the middle of January. He's on three times in a week.
Right, right.
The one day that it makes sense,
yeah.
Because of Cappy, supposedly,
yeah.
We don't know for sure.
It's not because of me, that's for sure.
No McMenamin today.
That's unbelievable. This is McMenamin Day.
This is McMenamin Day.
He was talking to LeBron as he was walking out of the arena last night.
Right.
That's the guy you want. He was actually there, and now, because of your petty little feud.
Is it petty, though, or is it McMenamin that's being petty?
All right, explain the feud.
Apparently. Now, I will say, Dave might have taken the first shot at Cappy many months ago, implying that Cappy may or may not be the most prepared when it comes to these topics on the radio.
Okay. I don't think that's unfair.
Yeah, no, that's probably
I think Cap's what Cap brings to the show is levity.
Yes.
Is fun.
I hear from a lot of people that they love the Cappy contribution to the show.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Is that right, really?
Yeah. I love the Cappy part. I love
Cap, are you offended by that to say that you're not as prepared as others?
Well, I don't know if I would say offended. You know, I do have
I think you bring other things to the table.
You do. You have other attributes.
Do you guys want to see my notes? You guys want to see my notes from the game last night?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do
yes.
you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to see them?
Yeah.
Sure.
George gets to read them all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, so you made notes.
I have George like check them.
Do you have like a group text?
All right. So what was the issue specifically that set Dave off?
Then McMenamin. Cappy decided over time. It wasn't just that one hit.
Well, there was a couple. Then I feel
Cappy
like
starts to dig
they
in.
They had
a little
some
bit.
Issues, yeah. And then Cappy approached them at a game.
Oh no!
And like no, to like make peace.
Oh,
I feel
okay.
like right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Was that, is that
yeah?
Accurate?
Of course. And I don't. Happened? I'm a peaceful guy.
And what happened?
I actually.
And that was. I thought they were good. For
yeah,
a
we
were.
What happened that it didn't
we were
work?
They Why were good we, for a little
no,
while.
No. Then this happened.
Right. Then on what one of those days I was in Denver the night we had the dinner.
Yes.
Right.
Cappy went in hard on Dave McMenamin, and the whole segment turned into those two fighting,
which
wasn't good radio.
So the day the D'Angelo Russell story came out, where Dave said that
they don't want to lose him.
They don't want to lose him.
Right.
Cappy's asking him about, well, how did you, you know, how did you think to ask that question? Like asking about his process, and Dave took that as he's calling him a bleepster.
No, I wasn't calling him a bleepster
like
at all.
He was making stuff up.
You know what? This is one of those. This is one of those situations where I know both guys.
Yeah.
This is going to get squashed.
I think
both,
so too.
Both great guys.
Yeah. But also, thank you, Johnny.
Here's what you can never underestimate about a situation like this.
Yeah.
Shidano likes the back channel a little bit for the drama.
Oh.
Well, you would know, my friend.
Ireland was there.
Yeah.
When
dinner?
I was taking up for Cappy and McMahon.
Very much so, Cap.
Yeah.
I was a witness to this.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, he was trying to get Dave to explain kind of what you are, and either me or you throughout, you're like Stugatz.
Cappy doesn't
Dan
like
Lebitard.
When you say that.
No.
He doesn't like that.
And you bring the funny.
Yeah.
You bring
levity to the show,
yeah.
and it's not, you're not trying to be mean in any way.
Yeah, and you're not wasn't malicious.
It was not malicious.
And you don't have a radio whiteboard where you're drawing up
plays.
You're
not Steve Buscemi at the end of, you know, what Adam Sandler movie was that?
Yeah, this thing will get squashed.
Yeah. Well, here's what happened. So Dave came on, and he had this report that said that... The Lakers front office was concerned that they would lose D'Angelo Russell if they didn't start him.
He did not say the Lakers front office. He said a source.
Okay. So yeah. Excuse me. See, this is where it happens.
Cappy?
See, right.
The man's a journalist.
So when he comes on there, I say, Dave, like, I don't know. Maybe D'Angelo Russell. Like, is there something we should know that he's, you know, considered a guy who's got a big ego or something like that?
Maybe Lindsay can find the actual, or Laura's finding it, and we can hear the back and forth was interesting. I will say this.
Well, even Dave did admit. He goes, it
probably
was probably good, very good radio.
Yeah, well,
so
I don't think
I don't think this is past the point of being repaired.
No, I think you're still there.
Who are you calling?
Are you Madaman?
Are you gonna FaceTime him?
Right, yeah, I'm.
You're FaceTiming him.
He already said no. He took a pass.
Yeah, right, no, but that's
the
now you're kind of being a jerk.
No, it could be sneak attack.
No, but now you're being a jerk because he already said no.
Okay. Oh, but this is crosstalk. This is you and
did
me.
Did he send you the voicemail?
Yeah, he did send
me
the voicemail.
Yeah, let me. Okay, that's sad. Laura's going to play the cut. Go ahead.
Okay.
Dave, I'm curious. When you say that, just so people understand, because I actually am curious also, like, are you standing there and having this conversation? Or are you actually asking about it? And if you're asking about it, I'm curious, like, what leads you to wonder, can D'Angelo handle this? Like, we all talked about the ego that, you know, the previous Russell had on this team, Westbrook. But. Was there something that was leading you to believe that D'Angelo would have an ego issue?
No, nowhere in my reporting was ego used, and my AI program didn't tell me to ask the question. I have many, many conversations in the context of any night or any day or any shoot-around or practice or post-game scenario, and you listen to what you're being told.
Yeah, I don't know. The journalists are just so uptight.
You're questioning his.
And
what am I questioning?
Your tone is also so condescending.
Why?
I feel like
why is it condescending?
I'm wondering.
Let me ask you guys a question.
It's like you're trying to be Brian Gumbel.
Does everybody know how it works? Like I don't know. Is he standing around? A few people are talking.
Yeah, but he's not going to reveal that.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want him to. He can't reveal his sources.
I'm not saying reveal
and
your sources.
Reveal how he gets the information.
I think that's interesting.
That's magic.
I was curious. I was curious. I said it three times.
Yeah, but yeah, you did.
That probably didn't help.
By the way, and then it just kept becoming escalating in, well, I was just curious and blah, blah, blah.
And he wouldn't drop it.
It was implied. I mean, he's a guest in your house when he comes.
Here's
the
reality.
You should treat him respectfully.
The other 364 days of the year, we don't need Dave on the radio station.
Yeah.
We love it when he joins, but today we need him.
We do.
And now, because of Cappy.
Because of that. Then that was just the beginning of it.
That's sad.
Is it really because of me or is it because of him?
No, it sounds like
it's because you're gutless.
Oh, really?
Not because
he's gutless?
No.
You can't call him gutless. He's a made man.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, he's made?
Yeah, he's a guy.
He's a great guy.
Does that mean Tim Bontemps is coming on?
No.
No,
I said Jovan Buha. That's Yovan what I said. I'm a much bigger Yovan Buha guy.
No, I think he's going to be on. Yovan Buha he's doing guy. The whole hour of Lakers talk tomorrow
with Sliwa,
night.
Yeah.
Oh, is he? The whole hour?
Yovan Buha and Slee are like this. They're two peas in a pod.
Full hour.
Yeah, look, Laura says it too. Yovan Buha and Slee.
Yeah.
So you guys got Bergy and baby Bergy together today?
Well, we're trying to.
Tyler's been open a lot.
Tyler, yeah. We're trying to establish a brand for him, and right now we don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Look, you got to mold him.
The two of them are like twins.
He's like clay. It's just like just a piece of clay.
He's a big sports guy. Like, he puts a lot of sports on the rundown.
Oh, on the rundown. Yeah, he puts all sports on the rundown.
He's nice talking sports. Oh, dot, dot, dot.
Look, he's really smart.
Yeah.
And he's actually low-key funny.
And listen, he brought Bergy today coffee, a sandwich, and a cookie.
Wow.
And he brought me three topics for the show.
Toppings or topics?
Topics. How many does Bergman bring you every day?
So that means
Bergman
in total.
Had a slow day.
In total.
Yeah. Wow.
Bergman brought up a topic like once in 1978.
Oh, okay.
Oh, come on now.
Nah, he does more.
John. John took so much pleasure in saying that. He had a big smile on his face.
John's in a great mood today.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Well, because the season's over.
Time for Cancun.
I know. I can breathe.
Yeah, right. Get those gummies, buddy.
Yeah.
How many milligrams are you at this point?
I'm like 20 every night now. I'm like, I've got a problem. Mason wants me to get a 30. And last night, I couldn't even fall asleep.
Really?
I watched that stupid Hulu show about Randall Emmett.
Yeah, go to 30.
I watched Air. Air's good.
I know.
Yeah, that's where...
Is Sonny Vaccaro still alive?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He was on this...
He's friends with Michael.
Have you watched Obsession on Netflix?
No. Do I need to?
Yeah, you more than anybody needs
what
to.
What is it, trash?
You and I will connect on that.
Okay.
Look at this. Don't insult Windhorse. He's coming on at 4:30.
Windy?
Windy, how do you...
He's
I'm curious. He's
from the arena in Miami.
Yeah, I'm curious.
One time, I was doing a show with Jeff Katz, and
I know, I heard the whole story.
And that got, like,
really
sideways fast.
And by the way, like, people always bring that up, like, Jeff Katz knew before Windhorse knew that LeBron was coming. I'm like... There's certain things these guys can't say, even if they've got a hunch.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And don't disrespect to Jeff Katz. We love Jeff Katz. But,
yeah, no. You know. No, he produced the Russell Crowe movie.
I
right?
just didn't understand
and a
the
Keyshawn
report.
Commercial once.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was just an innocent misinterpretation of what the journalist wanted me
like
to
you
read.
You were questioning his method.
Right. Not really.
That's exactly what he was doing.
No, he took it that way.
No, you were
that's
what you were
I
doing.
Would take it
and
too.
Then didn't he? And then you said that he took it that way, but then he.
And then Ireland and I had to talk him off a ledge before we had a drink of wine, a glass of wine.
It's repairable, Cap.
Like,
it's repairable.
Like you and Dave Miller?
That was...
Yes.
That
See, David Miller and I repaired whatever that was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Dave Miller yesterday. I saw him yesterday again. Coach
still,
Miller.
Still hasn't fixed with Steve Hartman, though.
Oh, really?
Nope. I'm going to get that done. I'm going to get that done
See,
for you.
See, everybody's got a project to work
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you get the McMiniman thing done for
how
me.
How is it? I'm the one not feuding with anybody.
Yeah.
That is weird. How does that happen?
And yet you seem to be a central figure.
I'm just. But I was the peacemaker.
Good radio. He was. He was. He was standing up for you at the dinner.
I literally, as soon as he walked in, I immediately went to him and started talking about it because I wanted to squash it immediately.
Yeah, don't question method.
This is like
when
a
it comes to
like
a
this guy's a real man. He actually has the guts to say something to me. I would have like just.
You're gutless.
I would have hidden in the corner of the room.
You're turtled. Gutless.
Right.
You're
right.
Turtled.
Right.
Turtled.
You're a gutless turtle.
A gutless turtle is what I am.
All right.
What the hell?
Don't bark that cage.
So Windy at 4:30, Ramona at 5:15. Don't screw it up. Cappy.
Plus plenty of stupidity, right?
Yeah, all tons of stupidity.
All that. All right, we're back tomorrow at 1. Shedano and Cappy coming at you now. Mason in Ireland, see you tomorrow, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Here we go, 4:19 p.m. in the Southland, a live Imaging Tuesday with Shedano and Cap is on, sucker.
Yeah.
You ready? Here
yeah,
we go.
Bam, ba-dum, bum. Bing, ba-da, ding, ba-da, ba-da.
Live Imaging Tuesday is on, a Lakers Reaction Tuesday. Thanks to our friends at Michelob Ultra, Shitano and Cappy, producer Lindsay, producer Laura. Do you have to do that with the chair right now? Honestly. Like, I mean, making all that noise over there? I'm in the middle of something here. Coming up at 4:30 p.m., Brian Windhurst.
In 10 minutes, yes. Brian Windhurst, yes.
From the NBA on ESPN, where I believe they're putting a sign up in the offices today. Do not talk to this man. And it's a picture of Scott Kaplan.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Wendy's got very little time. He's about. He has to go talk to the coaches.
He's at the arena.
He's at the Game 4 of the Eastern Conference.
By the way, if you want to hear.
Be quick with him.
If you want to hear Game 4, we're going to keep
joining
you up today.
In progress, right?
We will. No, we've got LAFC tonight.
Oh.
But you can hear it on our sister station, 11:10 a.m.
Oh, okay.
The battle of the Celtics and
who's
the
Who's LAFC? What match?
The Galaxy. It's a U.S. Open qualifier.
Where's it at?
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
I'll look it up.
Really? Because if it's over at the bank, maybe we go. Or it used to be the bank.
I don't know if it's at BMO Stadium.
It is still a bank, though, BMO.
Yeah. Let's go over there. Want to go there tonight after the show?
No.
No?
It's been a long... I mean, I was at the Laker game last night.
Yeah.
It's been a long night.
Okay. It looks like it's at the bank.
The BMO?
The BMO. It's still the bank. So you can still call it the bank.
Let's go there tonight.
You want to go over there?
Why not? Because now I need things to do now that the Laker season's over.
I'm going.
It is a final, as somebody once said.
Yeah.
I mean, you know... We're here for your therapy session today when the Nuggets pulled it out in four. Right, Shitano? But Shitano called this.
Well, he sort of called it.
And I sort of called it.
Well, I didn't make a pick officially because I was on the series.
Well,
but I kept implying that this was going to be very difficult.
Right.
If you just listen to Shitano, you'll learn, Cappy. Why don't you learn?
Well,
pick up those morsels.
I mean, I hear what George is saying. Like, hey, I'm on the broadcast. I shouldn't theoretically make a pick. I get that. I can appreciate where he's coming from.
I mean, would you make a pick on a game you're doing?
I mean, I don't know, maybe.
He would, actually.
Maybe. You don't care about any of these things. You don't care about journalistic integrity.
No,
you don't
zero.
Care about any of that stuff.
None.
Yes.
None.
Yes.
But
you care about sensationalistic integrity.
I have tons of that.
Hence why we're in the situation we're in with McMiniman.
Come on, McMiniman, for real? Come on, is he really this upset at me?
He's annoyed. I wouldn't say upset. You made it seem, even Mason interpreted it that way, that you made it seem like he was bleep-stirring.
But you
interpretations
yourself,
matter, remember, Cappy?
Right, that was your line.
That's all
interpretations
you're
matter.
You yourself told Dave that day that you read it the same way that I read it. So we misread
right.
the way Dave
but
wanted it read.
The difference is that I may have interpreted differently, but I didn't question how he got the information.
But when you
that's insulting.
But when you say I questioned how he got the information, it wasn't like I don't believe you kind of questioning. It was, explain to everybody how this happens.
Right, and he's not, this isn't a class.
It's a master class.
No, it's not a class. Like
not in that sense, it's not.
Oh, it's not?
Yeah.
That's not a master
it's
class?
It's not a class. It's like if I were an electrician.
Okay.
And I went to your house.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I fixed, like, some of the light fixtures in your house, right? Because your recessed lighting wasn't working.
Yeah.
And then you were trying to ask me the question about, well, why did you use this kind of wire and why not this kind of... That's literally the same kind of thing you were doing to him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think that was analogous.
Yeah. Like, just ask the question about what the topic is. You don't need to get into the man's methods.
Well, I definitely was wondering why all of a sudden... D'Angelo Russell, the team's worried about losing the guy. And so I was curious as to where this all kind of comes from.
Right. Well, but if you would have just said that
yeah.
and not what you said in the thing Laura played, that we probably wouldn't be here right now.
Well, hey, listen. Hey, Dave. I would say this, that this was never intended maliciously.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just a question because the average person doesn't know how this all goes down.
Right, and the average person in our community is still siding with you because they don't understand how journalism works.
Don't worry about it, people, okay? Don't worry. You don't need to know. And by the way, don't ask a journalist how it works because God forbid you ask the question, then you get this. This is the result you get. I'm boycotting Shitano and Cap.
You're not making it better.
I'm not?
No.
No. All right, so Wendy's coming up in 6 minutes.
Well, I have a question. Would McMiniman come on today if I said I'll bow out in this way? You can do a quality interview with him?
Yeah, but that'll go 23 minutes.
I will say he did say he wouldn't mind talking to George, but at this time,
no,
he's going
here's
to
where
refrain.
I'm going to draw the line.
No, I wouldn't do that.
We don't do that here. I'm sorry, Dave McMenamin isn't bigger than the show.
No, I think he was just kind of saying he's kind of like out on Cappy for the moment.
Right, but we're not going to do that. Cool. Cappy's not going to go to the other room.
I agree.
Does 42 minutes.
I'm just adding context.
Dave McMenamin.
I'm just adding context, that's all.
I mean, we barely can do 42 minutes of content on this show.
Well, you could by yourself, but...
But look what you got over here.
That's what he's saying.
Look what you got right over here, buddy.
All right, Cappy, let's get into actual content. Enough about McMenamin and you and your feud.
Right.
Your blood feud.
Right. Come on, Dave.
All right. How did you view yesterday? And how do you view the season now?
How do I view yesterday?
And keep it to 5 minutes there, Slappy.
Okay, I'll make it quick. how do I view yesterday? You know, look, can we all just admit it? The Lakers had a great run. They got very lucky to play a Memphis team that didn't have their big man.
Yeah.
They got very lucky to play Golden State, which doesn't really have a big man. And in those two series, Anthony Davis was able to be what we all want him to be. Mm-hmm. When Anthony Davis played against one of the top, if not the best big man in the league, we found out that Anthony Davis wasn't the best player on the floor. And when Anthony Davis isn't the best player on the floor for the Lakers aren't that good.
The Lakers probably aren't going to win against a team that's championship caliber. Correct. He needs to be the best player. And it's interesting because, Linz, do you have the question I asked AD? I was in the to go to the post-game press conferences. So we can get to the LeBron part of this in a second because we're going to talk to Wendy mostly about that.
Do you think it'll be a problem if I start off a question with Wendy? Like, so Wendy, I'm curious. When it comes to covering a team in a certain way, like, should I ask him about journalistic stuff?
Please don't. Just ask the question.
All right.
Don't have to preface it. Just be like, ask a question.
All right.
Yeah.
I have your question.
Yeah.
There.
About two questions before, AD was answering somebody's question and said in that same answer he was talking about how he needs to help LeBron more, right? But didn't elaborate. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I'll raise my hand. I'll ask, and here it is.
AD, a couple of questions ago, you talked about how you could be more helpful to Bron or whatnot. You had some incredible stretches, obviously, during this season. What could you do to be more helpful? What specifically do you think you can help and work on this offseason?
Work on everything. I mean, I never, you know, try to single out one thing. I mean, I can always get better at everything, you know, shooting a three ball, handling, more efficient in the post, mid-range, everything, free throw line. Just making sure that I was better than I was last year. Obviously, like I said, I know that he's not getting any older. So I have to be that driving force to kind of pick him up some games. And it's games where, you know, that he goes off where he's kind of carrying the team. But, you know, we can't expect for him to do that, you know, for 482. And that's where I come into play. So, you know, I'm always the guy to look in the mirror, you know, my own biggest critic. And I know it's stretches throughout this season where I could have been better for our ball club. The stretches where I play extremely well for our ball club. So find that consistency where, you know, it's always, you know, playing extremely well, you know, not having those stretches where to you guys I play bad.
So it sounds like very self-aware of what is transpiring around him and the noise that's around him. Now we'll get to some of that after Wendy, because I want to bring that back up.
But did you hear one Freudian slip he made in there?
He said older, not younger.
He said, yeah, he goes, LeBron's not getting any. What he meant to say was
younger.
LeBron, right, yeah. But he said,
he had said younger earlier in the previous question.
Right, but then he realized, no, LeBron's getting older.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
every day.
Yeah, it's true. All right, Windhorse is going to get older if we make him wait a little longer.
Shidano and Kappa live in Midgey Tuesday on 710 ESPN. On this day, back in 2011, Lady Gaga released her sophomore album, Shidano, Born This Way.
Love Lady Gaga. She's a great actress, too. She was in that movie with
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper, yeah.
What's the name of that movie?
Well, if your mic was on, that'd be helpful.
It's a remake.
Star is Born.
A Star is Born, yeah.
A Star is Born.
It was excellent.
Bradley Cooper. You have a star about to come on the
phone
line.
Speaking of A Star Was Born.
Yeah.
I mean, Brian Windhorse, many years ago, joins us now live from Miami, where the Eastern Conference Finals Game 4 will begin in a little bit. Brian, thanks for joining us here. All right, so I'm sitting there yesterday, and in that press conference, LeBron is on the podium. The PR person says, last question. He gets asked the last question, and he drops at the end that he's got a lot of things to think about regarding his basketball future at the end. And then everyone was like, wait, what? What did he just say? And then he walked out, dropped the mic, and walked out of the room. When you saw that, wherever you were, what was your reaction?
Well, he did it on purpose because he wasn't asked about that, obviously. Yeah. He knew it was the last question. But from what I can tell, and I mean, maybe there's some conspiracy theory, but what I can tell, I think it surprised everybody. Like, it surprised people close to him. It surprised people with the Lakers. It surprised the league. So I will respect his words, but I don't really know what to make of it. Look, I've talked to guys at the after getting eliminated in the playoffs and had them retire on the spot before. I mean, not that he said he was retiring, but I remember Ray Allen basically retiring at the end of the 2014 finals, and I was like, seriously? And he did. And I remember Richard Jefferson retiring at the end of the 2016 finals saying, I'm done. And then he played three more years. So I'm just going to say that, you know, just in general, you know, not having spoken privately with LeBron about it, but just in general, I would say that, you know, what you say at the end of a long season, you need to take some time on. But also he planned it because he specifically said so. And then he doubled down with Dave later. So, you know, I he's had a 2-year plan, as far as I can tell, for a long time, which is play out next season on the contract and then see what happens with Bronny and then play a year with Bronny. So, like, I would be surprised if that changed, but, you know, he just went through an ordeal. So I guess I'll wait, like the Lakers are going to do a little bit too.
I wonder why you think everybody was so surprised. He's 38 years old. You just talked about the emotion of losing. Probably realizes, you know, the reality is I am closer to the end now. Why is everybody so shocked?
Because it happened on the last question when he wasn't asked about it. And because he signed a contract extension before the season. My educated guess is that from now on, LeBron's going to go year to year. And we're going to have this waiting game probably after every season for at least the short-term future, whatever's left. And so my guess is this is him starting that. Okay. But really, it's just a guess.
Okay. Now, what do you make of Kyrie sitting there? Now, I know it's not the first time he's attended a Laker game recently, but what do you make of his attendance yesterday?
So both Kyrie and James Harden are in the same boat. They are the two biggest names on the free agent market. I don't know if they're the two best players, but they're the two biggest names. And neither of their teams that have them right now, Dallas and Philly, I'm not so sure either one of them wants to pay the max salary. And the reason I think they don't want to pay the max salary is I'm not sure they think anybody else is actually going to pay it. Okay? So regardless of where Kyrie wants to be and how serious he is about wanting to be a Laker, how serious James Harden is about leaving for Houston, it works for them to apply leverage, because I don't know if they have much leverage. It works for them to apply leverage to their current teams if they look like they have another viable option. So it was not necessarily maybe the best thing for Kyrie that Rob Pelinka came out today and said, we're going to keep the young core together. Now, Rob is not contractually bound to stick to that, but, you know, Kyrie is posturing in one way, and Rob is now posturing in the opposite way. And so I think that that's relevant. But the thing I'm going to point out with Kyrie, two huge things that you have to understand with any conversation about Kyrie with the Lakers. Number one, he's probably going to have to take a pretty big haircut on his salary to come. There are ways that he wouldn't. If there's all kinds of shenanigans, I'd need a whiteboard. But don't just pencil him in thinking, oh, yeah, no problem. He's taking $15 million less. That's not – he forced his way out of Brooklyn because they weren't offering him the salary he wanted. Secondly, there is more options out there that can help the Lakers besides Kyrie Irving, and not necessarily free agents. They have cap flexibility. They have some players that they can use, especially in sign-in trades. And they have, after June 22nd, they have two draft picks. They have this year's pick that they could use first and that other future first. So the Lakers are in no way desperate when it comes to upgrading this roster. They are not in the same boat that they were in a year ago when they had so much lockdown with Russell Westbrook and a player nobody really wanted.
All right. I know you got to get going. I know you got to hustle, but I'm going to just say some words that have never come out of my mouth before that I want you to hear. Wendy, you ready? I was listening to the Hoops Collective podcast. George, are you surprised to hear me say this?
Yeah, I'm surprised that you listen to any podcast for
right.
that matter.
No, but specifically this one.
You listen to the Hoop Collective.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, loved the story about going to Paris and the interview with Wembanyama. Yeah. And how you kind of were in that group. Dude, for somebody who likes to hear stories about how media does media, I thought that was really cool, man. Good
There's
stuff.
There's a huge audience for media talking about media.
No, it's niche. It's niche, to be sure, okay? It's niche, but I'm giving you a compliment because, dude, I got to tell you, man, I thought that was really cool. I was so curious when I saw you go do it, and so when you talked about it on the podcast, I loved it. So, compliment.
Well, I
Flower.
Appreciate that. It was a career one-off to do an interview with a guy 2 minutes after he found out where he was going to spend his professional career in Paris at 2:30 in the morning. Hadn't done that before, probably won't do it again.
Yeah, I would imagine the turnaround was brutal for you, so there's that. But not surprised because Wendy's the man. All right, I know you're in Miami, game four tonight. What is your kind of view of what the hell is happening or what has happened thus far in that series?
Look, the Celtics were a really good defensive team last year. That was why they got to the finals. That was why they're up 2-1 in the finals. That team was good enough to win the title. They ran into a buzzsaw with Steph Curry and didn't, but that team had a lot going for it. This team just doesn't defend that way. They just don't defend that way. They're the 10th. They rank 10th in defense in the playoffs. It's just not a way to go about it. And not only that, but they are even worse in this series. Their defensive habits have eroded from them. And the Heat are having this amazing moment right now. The Heat ranked 27th in the NBA in three-point shooting during the regular season, 82 games. 5.5 months, 27th. They are first in the playoffs, and the percentage that they're shooting right now would have been first in the whole league in the regular season. They're doing things better. They're playing good defense. Eric Spoelstra's coaching his tail off. He's painting a masterpiece right now. But they are making, like, every shot, and they are not a good shooting team. So they're having this magical moment. Do they have it in them to do it one more time in this series? Probably. But I would just say this, and I know I'm talking to a Miami guy here in Georgie. There is a recipe here where this could change fast. Number one, the Celtics basically won 6 of the first 8 quarters of the series but lost both games, which you got to play all 4. I'm not saying they didn't earn it. The Miami didn't earn it, but it was really close. It could very easily be 2-1 or even 2-1 in favor of Boston. And for some reason, the three-point shooting is way lopsided in the Heat's favor. Maybe they'll keep shooting that way. But I am going to be watching that tonight, especially the disposition of the Celtics team as they come out, knowing their coach is under fire. Are they going to play hard for their coach, and, you know, despite be basically in a hopeless situation? That's going to be very interesting to me.
Two quick things on that. They were 27th, but they were first the previous year with this, basically the same roster. And I think the thing that everyone underestimated about Eric Spoelstra, and he'd been saying this all year, we've played in all these tight games, which, as we know now, they've played in more clutch games than anyone since the Dallas Mavericks the year they won the championship. And they've won, I think it's 62 games within 5 points in the last 5 minutes, including, I believe, 8 of those in the playoffs, and have won 39. So they've got the best coach in the league.
No, they are so comfortable in adverse situations,
yeah, right.
And the Celtics are so uncomfortable.
Correct.
That's plain as day. Plain as day.
Yeah. So we'll see. My original pick was Heat and 6, so I still feel like that could still be a possibility.
I think this thing's over tonight.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the Celtics won 2 in a row. I mean, it just wouldn't surprise me. But I just think eventually Spo and Jimmy will snatch their souls. So.
No, the Heat are going to win this series, but I'm just saying that I don't think it's 0% chance.
No, I agree. Yeah, I'm with you wholeheartedly on that. All right, brother, appreciate the time. Check out the Hoop Collective podcast wherever you find your podcast. Make sure you download, subscribe to Wendy's podcast. Wendy, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Have a good day, guys.
Later.
See ya.
There's another good podcast, too, called Hoops Collective.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a plural version.
Right.
You know,
it's more of Wendy.
Right.
Yeah.
It's double.
Double Wendy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's the Hoops Collective.
Yeah.
And there's the Hoop Collective.
Right. Yes.
I understand, Wendy.
Yeah.
It's the first and only time I've ever listened to it, just so you know. I feel like Lindsay kind of guilted me into it. She's like, you have to hear this.
Yeah. I thought, well, because she knows you like stories.
Right. No, and I did. I will say, when I saw him, this is before the Lakers, I want to say, was it game 2?
Yeah.
Where they had the draft
game
lottery?
Game 1 was the draft.
Game 1?
Yeah.
and he's at in Paris at 2:30 in the morning with this kid interviewing him as soon as he finds out that he's going to want to be
Wendy,
going to
yeah.
Yeah. And I thought that was cool. I was like, well, hey, you know, you're here. You might as well take a week off. You can't take a week off.
No, you got to get back.
Right, playoffs conference are finals.
Are you nuts?
That was like a crazy trip for that guy.
Yeah, are you crazy? It's nuts. Come on.
Why'd they send Wendy?
I don't know. They chose Wendy.
He'd been reporting on him. For the most part, he was like the main guy reporting on him.
Yeah, give him a lot of credit.
That's true. He had done stories on him for a couple of years now.
You're talking about road warrioring.
Yeah.
I mean, hustle over to Paris to do an interview at 2:30 in the morning on live television.
Yeah.
Only to hop a plane to get back for the Eastern Conference Finals.
75 seconds.
Yep. All that for 75 seconds.
Yeah, I love it.
Listen, you got to do what you got to do. That's what a news outlet does. That's what a good reporter does. All right. Unfortunately, you couldn't celebrate yesterday. By the way, coming up next, let's get back to the AD conversation that we were having before Wendy. Okay.
Okay. Like to do that.
And also let's unpack what Wendy said about LeBron and Kyrie.
Yep.
Right? Let's do some of that.
Kyrie. I'm so off this Kyrie idea.
Okay,
please.
Can you save it for the next second?
I can, but maybe I can't.
Okay. Just save it.
Live Imaging Tuesday on Shinano and Calf Corner in front of 5 o'clock in the Southland. It is a Lakers Reaction Tuesday. And thanks to Michelob Ultra, by the way. And on this day in 1984, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom was released in theaters.
My favorite one, by the way. Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom. 84, you said, right?
84, yeah.
Yeah, 7 year
old. Number two?
Yeah, because Raiders of the Lost Ark was the original.
Okay, Deuce.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite movies, though. It was super terrifying because the antagonist in the movie, the bad guy, would like rip out your heart out of your chest. And he'd do this like, kind of like, almost like it felt like some sort of like spell he would put on you and seance, and then he'd take your heart out and people would be like, ah! And it was crazy as a 7-year-old. I was terrified of that.
Was it in the first one, though, where they're in the snake pit? Is that the first
one?
No,
that's like working here sometimes.
A lot of poison.
Although Cappy was with the
Now that we've painted the walls, it feels
so much nicer.
Yeah,
here.
It's cleaner.
Nice and clean. Yeah, very clean.
Cappy was with the Triple B today. The big Bristol boss.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I saw him in the office today.
Yeah. Hey, so, a big part of the show, Shinano and Morales, you know, they're real jokesters. I know you like them, but yeah, real jokesters. You know, I can do a show, too. You know, I do a solo show in San Diego, big market.
The Triple B.
Big Bristol boss.
Yeah.
Was in the house today.
Yeah.
I've been in the game a long time. Westwood One Sports. Sid Rosenberg.
Howie Dandruff.
JT the Rick.
You know you're gutless. You know this, don't you? You are gutless. You truly are.
What was that
are.
Conversation like? Did you have a good conversation with the Triple B?
I had a lovely conversation with the Big Bristol boss today.
Okay, good.
She was wonderful.
She is great.
She is amazing.
She's fantastic.
I've known her for a decade.
I have never really met her face-to-face.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of
she's what I would call a badass.
You've just emailed her for jobs over the years.
Oh, for many, many jobs. You know, hey, I'm the best.
Yeah.
I'm the best. She goes, what do you do?
Yeah.
I'm the best. You need me.
And here you are.
Here we are.
I'll bring my own instant replay machine.
I may have mentioned that today.
You know, I drive Morales home.
Did you use the icebreaker I told you to use?
I forgot the icebreaker.
Oh, wait a minute. Did he call you earlier?
No, I talked to him. Cappy and I talk every day. You know,
not like three times a day, like you and me.
Not like three
we
times.
We do one contiguous conversation.
Yeah, and then, but I told him to use an icebreaker because the Triple B, the big Bristol boss, her youngest son and my daughter Aria are literally the same age. They were born on the exact same day, and Jillian, right, is born on that day.
That's right.
Yeah.
Did you use the icebreaker?
Did not.
He forgot. I gave him a good icebreaker.
You know, I drive Morales home on Tuesdays. I'm a great teammate.
You know, I've been thinking about this. Tell me if you think this is a good idea. When I drive from South LA to downtown LA, what if I put an Uber device in my car? I pick somebody up, I bring them to like the airport, drop them off on my way home.
Yeah.
Me and Morales together pick somebody up and we drive them back south. What do you think?
I don't know.
Only if you record it.
Is this like are you taking a slash at me right now with that?
No, I'm saying we might as well have some gas money. You know what I'm saying?
Like if you're doing Uber.
Yeah.
I don't know why my voice sounds
weird.
Yeah,
well, was just because you're cold or something?
Are you doing helium right now?
No, it was weird, though.
Where's your red hair, by the way?
It's gone. It was only...
I only saw it in pictures.
Right.
Focus. Well, you should be here.
Your girl just washed her wig.
I was in Denver.
No, this is not a wig. Anyways, not the point.
Yeah.
So if you want to do Uber, then you can't have... like a pre-passenger. He would have to pay you first.
Correct.
And then that person knows that there's a passenger.
There's not a double Uber driver thing.
Oh, so I'm a pre-passenger in this case.
Yes.
Oh,
I had
and they'd have to do the split the fare thing.
Yes.
You know?
And then so like
I can't bring my friend in my car when I'm Ubering?
No.
Why not? It's against the rules.
It's against the rules.
I had a lady pick me up with her son in the car the other day.
Yeah, that's against
the rules. That's against the rules.
I was like, "Oh, you're helping out mom today. That's cool."
Bring your son to work day?
Yeah.
I mean, but that's I wouldn't like be the person.
Rat them out.
No, because they got their kid, probably don't have no like
kid, but if it's like Chris and Cap,
I'm like, bro,
show up
to pick you up at the airport,
and you want to be driven down to Orange County, you got us now.
Yeah.
You don't need the radio. You got us.
You got your own show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pobre gente.
See,
I would never be part of a show that Cappy's driving, though.
You wouldn't?
No.
Only where I'm passengering?
Yeah.
So only you drive.
Drive the show with you?
No, drive the car.
No, that's not what I meant.
Oh.
Like, you know what I mean?
Beto Duran just texted me. He said he also spent time with the Triple B. Take that, Cappy.
Hey, nice. Hey, Beto Duran has invited us tonight to go to the LAFC game.
Did he?
He did.
God, you just won't stop trying to work
just
a hookup.
Cappy, go. I'm going.
I know. I heard.
I'm not going to.
I heard who you're going with, too.
Who am I going with?
I heard.
You don't even.
Oh, no. I've heard.
Oh, well, Mario invited me.
No, not Mario.
Oh, I already know who's going. Who texted you?
That's right. Yeah. My lead security man.
Sure, he did.
Travis Madison. My lead security man.
Okay, I yelled at Travis and Sliwa earlier for being inside too much. Okay.
Yeah, that's too inside.
Yeah, that's...
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Everybody knows who my lead security guy is.
Nobody knows.
No, nobody.
You don't know that?
No.
Most people know that.
No.
You could have just texted me that, bro.
Yeah, bro.
No, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so what did you make of the AD response to my question? Let's play it again.
God, really? I got to hear this again?
Well, just so there's new people tuning in.
I know,
30 minutes ago.
Put people asleep.
Okay, then we don't have to play it again.
I'm joking.
Okay. Go ahead. Play. So AD...
What is wrong with you?
Previously said that he wanted to be more helpful to LeBron. Didn't give any specifics, so I asked him about, well, what do you mean by that? Like, basically.
AD, a couple of questions ago, you talked about how you could be more helpful to Bron or whatnot. You had some incredible stretches, obviously, during this season. What could you do to be more helpful? What specifically do you think you can help and work on this offseason?
Work on everything. I mean, I never, try to single out one thing. I mean, I can always get better at everything, shooting a three ball, handling, more efficient at the post, mid-range, everything, free throw line. Just making sure that I was better than I was last year. Obviously, like I said, I know that he's not getting any older. So I have to be that driving force to kind of pick him up some games. And it's games where, that he goes off where he's kind of carrying the team. But, we can't expect for him to do that, for 482. And that's where I come into play. So, I'm always the guy to look in the mirror, my own biggest critic. And I know it's stretches throughout this season where I could have been better for our ball club. The stretches where I played extremely well for our ball club. So find that consistency where, it's always, playing extremely well, not having those stretches where to you guys I play bad.
So you didn't like his answer. Why?
I mean, for the first part of the reason I don't like the answer is because I feel like there's this need to do for LeBron. What do you need to do better to help LeBron?
How is that any different than when Magic Johnson arrived to the Lakers and said he needed to do for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
I guess what I'm saying is that like LeBron is 38, he'll be 39, and if we're really looking into the future of the organization, LeBron is not going to be here for much longer. He's just not. And so I feel like there's this sound.
But he's going to be here in theory in the immediate terms.
But I just feel like I hear this sound of we have to do for LeBron to get LeBron one more championship before he's done. That's what we need to do for him. And I don't really feel like that. I feel like, hey, LeBron has been the best player that we've seen in this era, in the last 20 years. He's one of the greatest players that the league will ever know. But he gave you everything he could give you last night in the first half and didn't have it for you again in the second half.
Okay, I'll push back on that.
Okay.
He may have only scored 9 points, but he literally defended his ass off in the second half where he was like on one leg, bouncing around, defending both Jamal Murray on the perimeter and shutting him down, and then defending Jokic.
I'm not knocking LeBron, George.
But you're only looking at one side of the court, is what I'm saying.
Listen, you're so right. LeBron was limping around, and because LeBron is not gutless,
Here's what I'm saying. All right.
If LeBron doesn't put the team on his back yesterday, last night,
they get blown out.
They get blown out by 30. So I love to be the LeBron critic, especially to annoy producer Lindsay, but you can't. How can you be mad at
I'm not mad at LeBron.
Speaking of producer Lindsay, can we reveal, Lindsay, what you had said after the first half?
Which
in
part?
In our group chat?
The commercial?
You said that this is the type of stuff they will do a Nike commercial
about. It was, wasn't it?
And I responded, not if they end up losing 4-1 or something like that.
I thought that was implied.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if they came back and won, like, of course, it'd be like, you know, start with, like, all the media people, like, talking about how LeBron's old and how they can't beat him and it can't be done. No one's ever come back 3-0. And then they just cut the highlights of that game.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
Well, I just cut to the highlights of the first half.
Yeah, exactly.
And the second half when he's defending his ass off.
Right. But here's the thing. At the end of the first half.
Like, you think it's easy to defend Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic in the same half?
I mean, Cappy, his defense was incredible.
Yeah. Yeah,
but it's not what I'm saying.
I mean, Jokic made, I think, two shots over him. One of them was that crazy rainbow. From 30 feet.
What I'm saying, though, is that rather than everybody being so consumed about winning for LeBron,
right?
Like, I think everybody needs to think about winning for the Lakers.
I think that's also implied,
No. But I think that LeBron is only getting older.
Okay.
He's more frequently injured, and he's not part of the long-term future.
Right, but again, you're going back to this long-term future. They are not in the long-term future game when he's on the roster.
I understand. And now, based on the results, now may be a time where, as Rob Pelinka said, I'll support LeBron whatever he wants to do. And if he wants to retire, we'll support it. And if he wants to go somewhere else, we'll support that too. And if he wants to come back, well, I'm back. But this notion of now what are they going to do next year to fix the roster for him, I think that they got to start thinking more about them than him.
But that's every organization when you have a star player.
But there's only one LeBron James. There's only one.
But what I'm saying to you is, like, every organization, the Golden State Warriors, who I've covered a million times, you know what they say? We got to do Steph Curry has been leading the charge. He's the leader of our team. He's the best player on our team. We got to do right by him. We got to make sure we give ourselves and him the best chance to win. They say the same things up there. Like, this is not specific to just LeBron. Every organization does this when they have a star player, let alone an aging star player.
Yeah, but I feel like that's a different situation, just the way I see it. What? George, I'll tell you how I see it. I see it differently.
That's how you interpret it.
Thank you, Lindsay. Interpretations are individualistic, I'll have you know. Look, Steph Curry is a lifelong Warrior. Steph Curry is a four-time champion with that organization. That's his organization.
I get it, Cap, but that doesn't mean anything. You're in it to win it. You have these people on your roster to try to win.
I understand. Look, I'm not mad at LeBron. I'm not knocking LeBron's game last night. His first half was so spectacular, and at the end of the first half, I, like probably everybody else, sent out a tweet that was like, well, we've been waiting for the LeBron game, here it is. By the end of the game, we found out it was the LeBron half.
That's bull crap.
It's truth.
You're just watching the box score. Like, dude, what he did. All right, we can talk about this on the other side. By the way, Coach Dave Miller, not happy with you.
Why? What's wrong?
Texting me right now.
What's he saying?
I'll tell you on the other side. All right, we'll do that. Plus, is LeBron really retiring? We'll get to that next.